in the Ilchot Sefer Torah, which we're learning today, today's daily halakha, there is a big question in the poskim, as Hakam Abraham Yosef said yesterday. Each day has its own amount of olim. Sometimes there's three olim, there's four, there's five, there's six, there's seven. So we're talking about Shabbat now, where the Inyan is to have seven olim. So the question was raised, are you allowed to send up more than seven olim? You want to send up more olim? Are you allowed to? Or maybe no, when it says seven, seven is seven. So there's a rabbi called the Rashbetz, and the Rashbetz says that in fact you're not allowed to send up more than seven olim. He has a logic to what he says. He said because in the olden days of the Mishnah, not everybody that went up to the Sefer Torah would make a beracha. Only the Kohen would make beracha Rishona, and the Shvi'i would make beracha Harona. So it was only beracha Rishona, beracha Harona. Later on, the Hakamim of the Gemara established that everybody who goes up should make beracha Rishona and beracha Harona. So he comes along and says, for whatever reason why they made that takana for a gezerah. So he says, it's enough to allow the minimum seven to make these extra berachot. But now if you're going to invite more people into the Torah, they're going to have to make beracha Rishona and beracha Harona. For them it wasn't nitkan, it was only nitkan for the seven to make these extra berachot. And therefore he calls this a beracha shena sericha, that you're causing people to make berachot that are not warranted. And therefore he says not to make the beracha and not to send up anybody extra more than the seven. That's the opinion of the Rashbetz. It's in the Teshuvot Chelek Bet, Siman Ayin. What does Maran hold regarding this subject? So Maran clearly writes in Siman Reshpe Gimal that if the Hazanim want to add more olim, more than the seven, they have a right. There is no problem. He holds that what? That this is not considered a beracha shena sericha. That once the rabbis are mitaken, the rabbi gets an aliyah, is able to go up to the Sefer Torah and read. So therefore, this is permissible as well. And therefore, this is the minhag, and therefore nobody has to be concerned about beracha rishuna and beracha harona. Chaim Avadia agrees with this opinion of Maran, that we're allowed to send up. He just advises that there should be a certain cap, that there should not be Torah Sibur. You know, you can send up 30 olim. So it has to be done with wisdom. Of course, when there's hatanim in the synagogue and farah and things like that, of course we have to send up extra olim. But one should do this with concern that it shouldn't lead to the Torah Sibur. Now, there is another concern that Chaim Avadia has, which is very interesting. He says, you're right, we don't go with the Rashbetz. We go with the opinion of Maran and the other Shitot that say, you can send up as many as olim as you want, and there's no limit. However, he says, maybe today we have another problem. Because today, it's very difficult to find a Sefer Torah that's kashir. Most of the Sefarim, he says, if you check them in a computer, you check them with a professional magihim, you'll find there's mistakes. Mistakes that render the Sefer Torah pasul. He says, to the extent where the Rama himself, in one of his halachot in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, said, that he doesn't in Kuf Mem Gimal, she'en etzlenu sefer Torah baduk b'chaserot v'yeterot kera'uy. The Rama conceded that in his time it was hard to find a sefer Torah that has all the letters in it. It's written by human beings. Human beings make mistakes. The Noda B'Yehuda said,
איפה נמצא אצלנו ספר תורה בדוק בעשרות ביתרות? דני מור נאור החיים סוף סימן קופתת. הנב חיים פלאצ'י, לב חיים חלק בית סימן קופה חיים ואבסד. That one time it was Ashkenaz rabbi that came to Izmir and he checked all the Sefer Torah. He didn't find one Sefer Torah that was kosher. He said most of the Seferim had up to 30 mistakes. So you see, it's not easy to find Sefer Torah that are kesherim. So therefore, Chavavadiyah says, by sending up extra olim, could be we're putting them into a debacle of making a barakah, shena sinikah, barakah lebatala. Enough to rely on our Seferim for the minimum, for the seven. We have no choice. But to go start adding extra olim, maybe we're putting them into a problem of making a barakah, a sefer, a spesula. Chavayah is concerned about this. He says he'll be lenient for the following reasons. Because he found a famous opinion of Harambam in the She'elot u'Tshuvot, Pe'er Ador, where the Rambam says over there, in Siman Tet, he has a chidush, that you're allowed to make a beracha on a sefer Torah that's pasul. Sarambam Shita. He says, because you're not making the beracha on the sefer, you're making the beracha on the reading. And you're reading, whether it's pasul or not, you're still reading. Now, although many of the poskim argue on the Shita, but we cannot just brush it under the table. Rambam says you can make a beracha on a sefer Torah that's pasul. Plus, today, most of the sefarim are checked and should be checked through a computer, which really will tell us if it's missing letters or has extra letters. So therefore, between the fact that a computer check was done and the fact that we have an Rambam Shita that says you can make a barakah on a sefer Torah that's pasul, so Chavavadiyah says, therefore, we don't have to be concerned. We can send up as many olim as we want outside of the Torah Sibur factor, and they can make the Berakot. But again, this underscores to us the importance when a person is getting a Sefer Torah that he has to really check the Sefer Torah properly. It should be checked thoroughly. It's not so pashut just to buy any Sefer Torah. And they're saying from the times of the Rama, it was hard for them to find a Sefer Torah that's kashir. Also, we learn from here a practice that would be proper to adopt in all the Bate Knesiyot is at least they should check the parasha that they're going to read before they read it. As we do in our synagogue, we have the Magiyah come every Friday, and he reads at least the parasha from the Sefer Torah that we're going to use. So at least we know that the parasha that we're about to read has all the right letters, and it's not, the letters are not touching each other, and everything is proper. Lefahot. But again, regarding the halakha lemaaseh, our custom is according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is permissible to send up more than the seven olim on Shabbat, and they can make berakah rishona and berakah achanona.